This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, good morning to you. Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie. So we got Seth here, which is obviously phenomenal. Seth Becton, let's just address this one because, you know, he'd be great to have back. But can Steen, if you're Howie and you're looking at, you can't keep them all, do you trust Steen and say, man, Becton, sorry, bud, but I just can't match what you're going to get?
I don't know that... I don't know that the number is going to be exorbitantly high anyway.
Man, Big V got a lot, and that was like 6-7 years ago.
Yeah, but Big V, he had a body of work. You know, this guy had 1 foot in the NFL and 1 foot out of the NFL, and, you know, the thought was that mentally and psychologically there was, you know, and I just think, you know, you listen to what he said and how he reacted. I just feel like this is the best place for him. You know, I've been talking about, you know, what I think it should look like, you know, on social media, you know, for a couple of days as far as, you know, who we should keep and who we shouldn't, you know, not necessarily who we should keep. I mean, we should keep them all. But the fact of the matter is, you know, you have to start prioritizing some things. And I just feel like, you know, when you have an offensive line that's set up the way this offensive line is set up, that's had the kind of success. You know, listen, Mekhi Becton very well could have been and should have been, you know, an All-Pro right along with, you know, Jordan Mailata. There's no reason why. But, John, you know, for obvious reasons, you know, they're not going to elect the entire offensive line, you know, to the Pro Bowl. But you can't sit here and tell me that he wasn't just as good as some of those other guys in the way that he played. And you don't find many 6'5", 260-pound guys that you've moved from tackle in the guard. I mean, when you look at him, he just looks like a giant among men.
He's massive.
And if you just
biggest guard I've ever seen.
And my thing is, don't try to fix something that ain't broken. You know, you got it done this year with this line. Tyler Steen is a third round pick. You're not expecting, the expectation when you drafted him was not for him to come in and be a starter. If that was the case, you would have drafted him either in the first or the second round.
So you think we could afford Mekhi?
I think Mekhi and the team can come to some kind of terms that make sense for both, because I really and honestly truly believe that he wants to be here, continuing to work and learn and grow under Jeff Stoutland,
yeah,
and play with the family that wrapped their arms around him and helped him save his career and helped him find his love for the game again.
Well, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, that could help. Let me throw another one, similar question at you, Seth. Go to D-end. So, Sweat, look, we'd all love to have Sweat back. He's a very solid player. He's played a spectacular Super Bowl. Do you trust Jalix Hunt to be a starter? If they have to say, okay, Sweat's out, Hunt, we're going with you. It's a cheap. This team's going to need someone to be cheap. Cheap option. We're going to play a 45 snaps a game, 50 snaps a game. Do you trust him?
Well, let me preface the defensive end position with this. if I was Howie Roseman doing my Harry Houdini, my David Copperfield impression,
right?
I'm going to get Myles Garrett.
Yeah, I want him too.
I'm going to get Myles Garrett.
He's amazing.
And I'm willing to give up a one, a two, and put Bryce Huff's ass right there in the package and ship him off too, if I can go get Myles Garrett. Now, if I can't, I'm going to try to bring Josh Sweat back. But obviously, Josh is going to try to, you know, break the bank somewhere. You know, he's got two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether he's been a Pro Bowler before, but I mean, you know,
I think he was on that list.
Yeah, his work here could potentially be done as far as, you know, chasing rings. It might be all about, he might be at that point in his career where, okay, I need to secure the bag and do what I got to do, you know, long term for my family.
I agree. Especially after the game he had on national TV that 100 million people watched. Yeah. I mean,
and by the way,
he was unfreaking believable.
He was. But, and by the way, one of those sacks, that half a sack he got was not his half a sack.
Who was it?
I went back and Jalix Hunt had all of that sack.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, if you really go back and you look at the film, he literally had the guy wrapped up, and I don't know what stat guy, what the hell he was looking at, but it wasn't even close to a half a sack.
Fair enough. All right, let's get some calls in here with Seth. Let's talk to Gino, calling from Northeast Philadelphia. Good morning, Gino.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great, Gino.
Good morning, Seth.
What's going on, Gino?
Hey, Gino, I'm going to put you on hold for a sec. We got a phone issue with you there. We'll get right back to you. Let's get you in a good spot. Let's talk to Mike in Sewell, New Jersey. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Mike.
What's happening, Mike?
Hey, so that Friday was just an insane day. I was actually working not too far from you guys at City Tap Logan.
Oh, very close.
I was DJing, and so I had a few gigs booked that day, so I didn't really get to experience the parade too much. But my second gig I went to, I got a call saying that the whole team was coming. So
wow,
we ended up throwing a party with Cooper DeJean, Reed Blankenship, all the guys over there. And it's just funny, thinking about it, and then, like, I haven't listened to you guys in a little while because I haven't been up in the morning, but it was just funny hearing that your question was best fictional party, and
yep.
Honestly, it felt fictional.
It didn't You're right. Real. Too good to be true.
Yeah. Well, Mike, I said it earlier, and I really mean this. I think there's going to be a rewiring of a lot of our brains as Philly sports fans and perhaps as Philadelphians. I mean, we have been so accustomed to being disappointed in the end with limited, you know, circumstances where that's not true. And, you know, two trophies in 2 and 7 years and the real possibility of them keeping this going. The only thing I can say it reminds me a little bit of is if the Phillies had gotten a second in the Chase and Ryan Howard and Jimmy and Cole years, if they'd gotten a second. Now, this one's kind of distant from 17, but not totally. Same general manager, same owner, couple same players. But you're right there again to knock on the door. And that's the only, I can honestly tell you, that's the only time as a fan of Philly sports where that's the most confident I ever felt. Let me put it that way. Of all the teams I follow, it's the most confident I felt. And unfortunately, the Phillies never did get another one there. But this team's got a real shot.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, going into the 2017 Super Bowl, there was a lot of excitement for me, like just watching it with my family. And then even like going into this one, like obviously I was excited that they were in it, but I had no worries, no doubts. It was just, it felt like another game, honestly.
Well, I did have some worries and doubts. But anyway, they got it done in spectacular fashion. Mike, give me a fictional party scene.
A party that I always wanted to experience was the 4th of July party during Sandlot, like the block party.
Okay.
Oh, it's fun.
During the Sandlot. I don't think that's going to beat some of the ones we've had, but okay.
Not as rowdy.
If you're into that kind of thing. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer, starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, poll question. Did the Eagles Super Bowl parade live up to your expectations? Of the five of us here, Rhea, James, Seth, me, and John, None of us are saying no, right?
It exceeded him somehow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, I thought it was just...
It's a blast.
Just spectacular. I will say, the speeches were the only part I thought might be a little better.
Wow.
Like, you're never going to top that.
You're not. Exactly. No one came close to Kelsey,
and
though.
Let's like, not let the mayor talk.
Bar. Yeah, no one... It is an impossible bar. But anyway, you know, I wanted Sirianni to crank it up a little bit more. He's a little guarded.
Very subdued, but...
A little guarded.
That's kind of the way he rolls now.
Some of them were short. I mean, some of the speeches were like 20 seconds.
Very short.
I mean,
and that's okay.
No, I know, but I could have used a little...
Howie's was a little shorter than I would have liked.
I know.
You know, man.
He might have been concussed, John.
Yeah, I know.
I
could have used more from Big Dom. All right, John, I got the
I thought Big Dom's was pretty. He was like, this isn't about me.
I know.
Love you, Philly.
I know. It's on brand, as they say. All right, John, I got the poll results. Did it live up to your expectations? What do you think the percentages came in at?
96%, yes.
85, yes. Yeah, 15%, a little disappointed.
That's probably people at home with the speeches and stuff.
I guess, at least. Could be.
I should have factored that in. You're right. If you're just watching from home, it is a bit of a letdown. But there, because the speeches weren't Kelsey-esque.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
But the action there in person, it felt so fantastic.
What are you laughing at, Seth?
It's just the whole perception that there could be a letdown.
Well, of course. I know.
Yeah, you're right.
I know.
It is a celebration of greatness, and we shouldn't be judging.
It was the best
the
day of my life.
Greatness.
Yeah. James, I saw your picture with your wife and your kid, man. That's pretty awesome.
It couldn't get better than that, man.
I hear you. I mean, and for all of the, you know, I would have guessed 100%. Because for all the heartbreak that this city's had, you know, when you have that moment right there, how could you not be happy?
I'm with you.
I mean, how could you not be overjoyed?
It was glorious.
But I will say this, for the 15%, I don't know what's going through each of their heads, but I'll just say this. We got one call today from a guy's like, I couldn't get to where I wanted to get to. I couldn't get out. Like, you do have logistical issues that some people are going to run into.
Yeah, but you know that.
No,
you
know,
like, going
I know.
In.
I know people that like, came into the city the night before and stayed in the city. So that they could get up in the morning. There were people that obviously that spent the night out there so that they could get prime position.
Yeah.
You knew you couldn't get to where you wanted to get to. So you make the best of it and get to the best place that you can get to. But to be like, you know, it didn't exceed my expectations because I couldn't get to where I got to.
I know.
Are you serious?
Seth, I told Joe my favorite moment was the fact that I, for the first time ever, I live in South Philly, no parking when I got home from our show. So I parked on the sidewalk and walked up to Broad and Becker.
There you go.
Do what you got to do, right?
And you know something? It wasn't like you were going to get a ticket, Rhea.
No.
They weren't going to ticket anybody on that day.
They were a little busy.
Man, you could have parked your car, you know, right there in the school and they wouldn't have done a damn thing. They would have been fine.
By the way, shout out to everyone who worked. I mean, obviously cops worked a lot, but I mean, like restaurants, bartenders, like there were people that couldn't enjoy it the way a Philadelphian would traditionally enjoy a parade. I mean, there's people in hospitals that had to go to work.
Hey, listen.
Again, God bless.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Seriously.
I had to park 3 blocks from my house the night before in order to get out of the city.
Yeah.
I almost made a major mistake, you know? I mean, they sent the email. Oh, by the way, the valet is going to be closed from 5 to 5. I'm like, from 5 to 5, so nobody's going to work tomorrow? Well, I live right there on 16th and Arch, right there where they pass right by my building.
Right.
So I got to watch the early part of it, you know, from our rooftop. But I'm like, are you kidding me? So I had to, like, park almost 5 blocks away, pay for it.
Exit strategy.
And then in order for me to get out, because if mm-hmm. I had – and I was actually 1 block in the right. If I would have been 1 block, you know, back in the other direction,
yeah.
I'd have been totally screwed.
Yeah. All right. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours. Thank you, Andy Reid, who's now, what is he in Super Bowls?
He is three and three.
That's right. All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Let's go to the Phillies real quick. I mean, take some lessons from Nick Sirianni and the Philadelphia Eagles. Knocked on the door, need to run the ball. Philadelphia Phillies swinging for the fences forever. What is going to change? They need to change that. If they don't change it, they're going to be where they were last year and the following years, and they end up choking in the playoffs. Go Birds. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, it is a flaw in their team. And
Small ball.
Yeah, it's an issue.
Hey, Joe, it's Allie. Hey, you know what really struck me at the parade? A freaking beer can right to my freaking head.
I bleed for this city!
Time's yours.
Yeah, pretty good.
Want to give a congratulatory shout-out to now three-time dunk champ and former Sixer, Mac McClung, getting that Dr. J trophy. Never forget where you came from, Mac. Good job. Time's yours.
The G League, right? That's where you came from.
I despise it. I despise that the NBA needs to tap a minor leaguer because none of the real players want to be in a dunk contest.
Let's think about when CJGJ was getting signed by the Eagles for this year. There was not one person that thought it was a good signing. Now you look at it and you go, wow. Because he was awesome this year. Awesome. Go Birds.
I don't think that's true.
I think most people thought it was a good signing. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's not accurate. Nope.
What a week. Only in Philadelphia could the general manager end up in concussion protocol after the parade. Time's yours.
Seth, he's listed as probable for the combine. Yeah.
Hey, Joe, I got a very important question. Hey, Joe, I got a very important question for you about your strip poker days. Uh-huh. Who else was at that table besides your cantaloupe? A squash,
hey.
Honeydew, watermelon, possibly a grape?
Oh, man!
Ding, ding, ding.
I will tell you, sir.
Wow. Was there a little bit of wordplay going on there?
There was a lot.
I got an impotent question.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's going to work right there.
I will tell you.
Nice pickup on that.
That was a good catch.
I'm going to tell you exactly who was there in full glory.
Yeah, hammer!
And with that, We shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
I can neither confirm nor deny such activity. I just referenced last week, it can be a good drinking game, you know, 20 years ago. Seth, you ever partake in a little strip poker, Seth Joyner? Make it uncomfortable for other people, too, you know.
No, you can't make it uncomfortable for me. I mean, I never had to go to such lengths.
Oh, damn.
Very nice.
Damn.
Touché.
Not bad, Seth. I salute you, sir. I salute you. Gino in Northeast Philly. Good morning, Gino.
All right, can you guys hear me better now?
Yes.
You sound good.
Yeah.
I was just going to say.
Seth kind of got me there, by the way. That was a good line.
It's so cool to talk to Seth today. I had your jersey on at the parade, and my dad dog tags, and
awesome.
You were his favorite player, Seth. And
well, thank you, man.
He passed away in 2016, so he didn't get to see either parade, you know. And but I know he was there with me, you know.
No doubt.
And it was just super cool. And I was up by City Hall, and I just want to say, Nolan Smith was absolutely outstanding at the parade. The only thing I was a little worried about was that he was going to drop that kid when he had him up on his shoulders, because Nolan definitely had way too much to drink. But then, and it was awesome because those young guys, they seem to have so much fun. The guys that are like, you know, the rookies and the second year guys, and it was just so cool to see them guys like, you know, just having such a good time and, you know, interacting with the fans. I felt like the interaction with the fans was more at this parade than it was at the last one.
I think so too. Yeah.
Yes.
And by the way, Gino, and look, John and Seth
Everyone
could speak.
Was off the
well,
buses.
They were.
Yeah.
But John, Gino, these guys could talk a lot more to it than I can, but I'll say this. To me, it wasn't just, hey, we just won the Super Bowl. It's also like these guys have been through a grind for 6 or 7 months. Like, this is their whole week to just let it go, man. Yeah. I mean,
right.
You know, they it's do
a major exhalation that went on that day.
Finally, get to,
you know, and even
exhale.
And some of the guys like Jalen in particular and Saquon to an extent were on a whirlwind. I mean, Jalen went from New Orleans to Florida to the Tonight Show.
Like to the View, to like he was on the View. He was on a bunch of stuff.
At some point, you got to just let it go. I mean, and you know, anyway.
There's no way he slept a lot last week, Jalen, because he was everywhere.
Yeah, he was. All right, Gino, give me a big time answer. What was a great fictional party?
How about the when the kid jumps off the roof into the pool in Almost Famous?
Oh yeah,
yeah, that's another one. Well, it's not a kid.
It's not the kid. It's the guitarist. Yeah,
yeah,
and Russell.
Russell. Hammond.
There you go. I couldn't remember his last name. That's why I said Russell.
And then a bunch of people jump in the pool. All right, let's quickly turn to best fictional party ever. You can win the Dave Matthews tickets. We got to move fast. I need just your answer. Great fictional party scene. Best one. Whoever provides it wins the Dave Matthews tickets. Bill, give me a party.
Wolf on Wall Street.
Has already been.
A-C-L-E-S. Eagle!
You got it, buddy. By the way, I can add this here. I got this on my drop board now. You ready for this?
From the city of brotherly love, E-A-G-L-E-S-Eagle!
You know what we had to do? It's beautiful. We took out the part where he says NFC champions because, you know.
You can make it more versatile there.
They're past that point.
Is that the most famous Eagles chant of all time?
I think it has to be.
It has to be, right?
Well,
it has to be.
Hold on. Kelsey at the end of the speech.
That's up there, too. But I think this is the Super Bowl. Everybody's watching this. Only Eagles fans watch the parade. Like, everybody watches the Super Bowl. I think it's number one.
Yes, it is. It is everywhere. You know, I don't know why I was watching it, but I was watching the celebrity basketball game at the NBA All-Star the other night. And they broke out in the Eagles chants during that game.
That's good, man.
Unprecedented.
I like it. All right, wow. We got to come up with a winning answer. Best fictional party. We had a lot of big answers today. Back to school, Rodney's dorm room. The Great Gatsby. You know, the way the movie starts and the book starts. Couple parties
That's
there in the beginning.
Such a huge party.
I know. The Hobbit. The very beginning of The Hobbit.
Shire party.
All right, we got the toga party and Animal
at the
House.
Shire.
We got Boogie Nights.
Oof.
My God, we got a lot here.
Superbad, I think, is a great answer.
Superbad is a great answer.
We got Superbad. We got The Wolf of Wall Street. It's not going to be The Red Wedding. Can't do that.
The Wolf of Wall Street is a massive rager.
What are we doing here?
Party.
Man, I kind of like The Great Gatsby thing.
I like Superbad.
I like Superbad, too.
Yeah, I like Superbad.
John, where are you at?
I like Superbad a lot.
Superbad it is. Congratulations to Marcus with the answer of Superbad. Look, a lot of them were great, great answers. Seth, let me say to you, sir, number one, I hope we're not done because I want to do a lot of off-season coverage with you. Off-season, to me, kind of starts like tomorrow. And everyone listen, we'll still do a parade and Super Bowl glow and all that. But you know, free agency is in about 2.5 weeks. But Seth, I want to thank you for a spectacular season with us, as always, man. An honor and a privilege to do the show with you. And thanks for bringing it as you did every week.
Listen, man, I appreciate it, guys. I had a lot of fun. It's been a heck of a season. Looking forward to next. I just wanted to say one thing before we get off air. As you go back and you look at the Super Bowl, I want you to pay attention to Jalen Hurts and the chess match that goes on between him and Steve Spagnuolo. I think people have severely underestimated or underplayed how great of a game he really played. Because, I mean, Steve Spagnuolo, he threw everything at him, John. When I went back and I looked, they had three linebackers on the field. They played a 4-3. They played a 4-2 nickel. They played dime. They played everything. Steve Spagnuolo threw everything that he had at him.
And Jalen always had the answers.
And Jalen made one mistake the entire game. One mistake. And he exploited that defense, something that very few offenses have been able to do in the last 5 years. I'm telling you, he played an outstanding game, and he needs to be viewed from a different perspective when you look at the game that way, because he stood at the line of scrimmage and he made checks. He made decisions, critical decisions that played heavily in the outcome of this football game. And for people, you know, I saw, you know, some of the comments, people, oh, Josh Sweat should have been the MVP. Nonsense. Because when you look at what Jalen Hurts did, for those who have eyes to see, as the saying goes, to be able to look at the game at a deeper level, he was unbelievable, Joe. Unbelievable.
Awesome. Love it. All right. Everyone have a spectacular rest of the day.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.